Garth Davis is a real estate and property expert and joins the conversation. Hello, Garth.
Hey, Kim, great to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you. Now, you heard Paula there. Do you understand what she's going through?
Yeah, it's a very tough time there for all people involved around property at the moment, for the property investors. And we're also very sympathetic for what's happening with the renters at the moment. And but from a owner perspective, from a property investor perspective, absolutely have the cost of holding a property and owning a property just skyrocketed over the short term. I mean, we've had those 13 interest rate increases, so no decreases, just 13 interest rate increases over an 18-month period. And that obviously you can't increase the rent 13 times even if you wanted to in an 18-month period. So been very tough for property investors. Yes, Kim.
Do you think, Garth, it's the responsibility of investors to offer affordable or social housing to the community, or is it governments?
That's a great question. I think this problem is for all of us. This is a community problem, and it's going to take a community solution. So mum and dad investors supply about 80% of all rental properties on the market Australia-wide. So the governments institutionally provide about 20% of the rental accommodation, but 80% comes from mum and dad investors around the country. And just like what we're hearing from Paula, these are just normal mum and dad people. A lot of these people are business owners, so they don't have superannuation, or migrants, they don't have, haven't had a long enough time to have superannuation. So this is their form of superannuation to look after their future. So it's definitely it's a community solution to this, where, as we heard from Paula, she's trying to do what she can to try and help, you know, look after her future, but also trying to be sympathetic towards her tenants and the people renting her properties. So it's a very tough time, and we really need the governments to step in and do some heavy lifting, to be trying to increase supply. That is the solution. And we need to keep every property investor in the market, because every time they get scared or the pressure's on, they sell. Every time an investment property is sold, it's normally bought by an owner-occupier. What that means is one less rental in the market, which means that there's more pressure. So one more person now looking for a property to rent, when we already know we've got such low vacancy rates around the country.
And it's probably why, too, investors have sort of moved across to short-term stay accommodation, because you get more bang for your buck.
Yeah, and absolutely. One of the reasons investors have moved over, Kim, is because the state governments and the federal governments, instead of highlighting the issue of supply, right? So the thing that's going to fix this all is supply, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time, but it needs a concerted action, and they need to be looking at how they can bring properties on stream as quickly as possible, looking at all different ways, but stop talking and start doing that. Because what's happening is they've been taking the reverse angle, and what they've been trying to do is punish investors and put restrictions in place. All talks of taking away the negative gearing, all the talks of putting rent freezes and rent caps, all that does is people say, you know what, there's too much government interference, they're not helping us. One of two things: we're either going to say thanks, I'm going to get out of the market and sell my property, and that is the last thing that we need. Or else they say, yes, I'll put my property in Airbnb. The government can't interfere in there, or they haven't been interfering there. I can probably get much better yields. And you know what? I haven't got to put up with all this interference and all these rules and regulations and people trying to cap my rent.
Paula also suggested that government look at foreign investment as well. Those people that buy sight unseen and then leave places there, as we know, unoccupied.
Yeah, so look, what we need is every available property and almost every available room to be incentivized. And this is the thing, I've seen, you know, numbers of how many vacant bedrooms there are around Australia. And this is the problem. It's expensive to buy property in Australia in the sense of our buying costs, the stamp duties. It's expensive when we sell, because if it's an investment property, then we've got to pay the capital gains tax. So properties are not very fluid. The property ownership is not very fluid in Australia. We don't buy and sell a lot. We know that. You kind of, because of the cost of the stamp duties on that, people try and stay as long as they can in their own home, or try and renovate to add an extra bedroom or something like that. So yeah, what we need is we absolutely need every property that we can in the market. We need governments looking at always, can we incentivize granny flats? They're relatively quick to get installed if people have got back gardens. Let's incentivize people if they've got spare bedrooms to look at ways to try and help them think about looking to rent those out. Maybe there's some kind of tax-free incentive where any income sourced from having people, rent a spare bedroom in your house, that is tax-free. So they've got, and those are really quick solutions. So they've got to do something where it's no good looking at solutions that add 30 properties to the market. We are hundreds of thousands of properties undersupplied, and we need to keep every investor that owns a property in. So don't scare them away. Keep them in, incentivize them to stay, and incentivize granny flats, incentivize spare rooms, incentivize these properties that are sitting empty. Let's find a way. You're either going to do one of two things: incentivize those empty properties to be rented, or you're going to have to come with the stick and you're going to have to start putting some kind of fees or charges on houses that are not that are sitting there not becoming a rental property.
Appreciate your input, Garth Davis. Thank you.